This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 25th verse. Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All right, today I'm going to be doing a lot of explaining, so I'm hoping to get to some gospel for you too. But we are starting a new series. So we talked about, Pastor Matt and I were going through some, like, what does it mean to be a church and in the ELCA, and what is, maybe some people don't even know what that is or what that consists of. So we are going to go through the next few weeks some of the values of the ELCA, our denomination that we are a part of, and maybe what that means for our church. For our community, for our people. So we are starting with this first kind of overview that our values are grounded in faith, in our biblical and Our values are grounded in faith in our biblical and Lutheran confessional sources, in our love of God and neighbor. So I'm going to start at the beginning of the ELCA. The ELCA stands for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. So as we talk about what we believe, how we do this church thing together, what it means to be that, we started as a church, as All Saints, from some of those values, stemming down from kind of that beginning grounding of the ELCA. So the ELCA is all across the United States, what did you say, and the Bahamas? The Caribbean, okay. So, large area. So, we'll start here. We are All Saints Lutheran Church here, little church that we are, but mighty. We are a part of a bunch of churches in the Minneapolis Area Synod. So, there's 130-some church-worshiping communities, and we have a bishop that is, she's not in charge of our synod, but she's like the leader of our synod, kind of the pastor of pastors. Her name is Jen Nagel. She came to preach here earlier this year, in like March or April, during Lent. And so she has all these little flocks that she is shepherding. And then, as our Minneapolis area synod, there are synods all over the country, some of them larger areas, some of them smaller. We are in Lutheran land here in Minnesota, so we can have a synod of just Minneapolis area. Some states are whole synod areas in themselves, so some bishops travel a lot. And all of those synods are kind of our church-wide evangelical Lutheran church in America together. So that church-wide has a bishop who kind of acts as the bishop of bishops, and he was just elected in their meeting in July, August, Bishop Yehiel Curry, and he's in Chicago. The offices are in Chicago, and that was a lot of organizational things. So there's a little bit more. The ELCA has a ton of organizations and missions connected to us and to them, missionaries that go out to different countries, even here in the States, that do a lot of mission work, groups that do advocacy and hunger and disaster relief, all of these kind of putting our faith into action organizations that get out there and are in communities. So we come to a value like this where our ELCA is grounded in, our values are grounded in faith, in our biblical and Lutheran confessional sources, in our love of God and neighbor. And what I hear in this is there are kind of two parts of this. They're grounded in faith in our biblical and Lutheran confessional sources. So our Bible, but also our confessional sources are a lot of works that theologians have done, statements that have been made of our denomination, but also like our Lord's Prayer and our Apostles' Creed, of statements that we believe in God the Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So kind of the words. This first section is the words, the knowledge, the resources of our faith. And the second part is in our love of God and neighbor. And in that I hear the actions, that we're putting those confessional sources, those resources into action for our community, for our neighbors, to go out and be this kind of Jesus love. And then we encounter a gospel passage today like hate your father and mother. Jesus saying, go, if you want to be my disciples, you have to hate your father and mother, wife, children, family. So today I'm just going to go quickly through 5 tips to help you hate your father and mother. So stick with me. Good. I'm glad there were some laughs about that. You should say, absolutely not. We're not doing that. No, we're not going to. Jesus saying, hate your father and mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, no more Christmas gatherings for you. Do we really believe that Jesus is telling us to hate our family? No. Good. Crowd participation, yes. He is making a point here. He's saying, wake up, listen. There is a cost to this discipleship, to being one of my followers. And in fact, if we look closely at some of the language used in here, the word for hate, translated from the Greek word missio, which actually means, more literally translated, is to love less or to prioritize less. So somewhere along the line, the translators of the Bible said, let's just throw the word hate in there. Let's make it an even stronger word for love less. So Jesus isn't commanding this of us. Jesus isn't saying, hey, forget everything that I've taught you about love and mercy and you know, kindness, and hate these people. Jesus is saying, hey, this is going to take something of your strength, of your priority, of who you are to be one of my disciples. And this is also why the Bible is complicated, and why literal readings of the Bible are not that simple. When people say that they read the Bible literally, there is so much context, they miss so much of the history and the language and different understandings and foundations of knowing who God is, that they take all of that into reading the Bible, to interpreting what God wants for the world. And we do that too when we know a God of love, a God of mercy, a God of faithfulness. We take those into our interpretations of Bible readings like hate your mother and father. And so we see that a little bit more as a snarky Jesus, is what I like to call him, exaggerating what this following looks like, that it might go against our families sometimes, that it takes boldness and courage to step out in that foundation of love for mission, that it takes giving up some things and some strength from us. And it might take us to change a little bit or a lot. So to really hear this, I think we have to piece together some of the things that we know about Jesus, how Jesus teaches, what kind of ministry Jesus does, and things that Jesus demonstrates are care and truth and mercy. And this summer we went on a streak of Jesus calling the religious people, which bad news is all of you, hypocrites. He's saying they know the words and they know the things of the church, but they don't actually put their feet into action and move towards mercy for people. You hypocrites. And here, in telling people how to follow him, Jesus is talking about discipleship. A word that we use as a value on our wall over here, to make disciples. We talk about it every week, that discipleship is beginning with a foundation, grounded in love and faith. And that's what Jesus is talking about also. Disciples sacrifice their time, money, comfort, family. And disciples move forward to see a bigger world in need, noticing those places where they can step in to help. So we as All Saints get to take some of the ELCA values and work those into the way that we want to be a church also. And we've taken them, put them on our walls and in our mission statements that we say every Sunday, but we get to decide if we want to be a church that stays in this building and just comes to worship on a Sunday and goes home to our homes and never leaves, or if we want to be out in our communities in need, helping, seeing, serving others. Sometimes it's both. There is a balance to both of those. But that is what we get to decide as the people of this church also. And our part as disciples in this world might be really short, small little disciples, but we are grounded in our gratitude, in our love, in our leader Jesus, into this life that loves God, serves others, and might look a little bit different than the rest of the world. So we put our hope into this discipleship in Christ that leads us to abundant life. And Jesus, through a cycle of death and resurrection on the cross, bearing all of the weight of those expectations, of the ways that we haven't lived up to it, dying this death of old and rising to life again for the new, Jesus brings us holy and sacred and incredible hope that we have for the world. And we just get to participate. So as you go, may you remain grounded in faith, hope, and love, believing the radical and unending love of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you move your feet when you pray, and may your neighbor feel your commitment of love. Amen.